Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, I am excited, excited, not just because today is Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and now the weekend is here. I know some of us have great plans for this here weekend. If you're in the New Jersey area, you are excited because for this time of year, to have 60-degree weather is going to be a great way to get your weekend started. You can get out, get some exercise in, maybe get around and do some things you haven't been able to do because of all the snow. Well, that's not the only reason that I'm excited. I'm excited because my guests today are going to be, oh, my God, they are going to be sharing information that can help you change your life for good, will help you get over some things that may have had you stuck, that may have had you really, you know, in a bad place. And I absolutely, they are coaches. So they too are coaches. And I absolutely love the fact that, you know, people can come on and share with you information that you can translate into action, action. We talk about action-packed. This is better than going to an action-packed movie. Well, I'm going to be bringing them on the line, introducing you to them, and then we're going to just let it rip. But first, I want to see if this caller has a comment or a question. They have their hand up. Could be a mistake. Okay. Good morning, caller. 13 area code. You're on the air.
Good morning, Coach Lalisa.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. It is a mistake. I don't know how that happened.
Well, good morning. Well, by the way, we're glad to have you on, Miss Cincinnati, Ohio, because at least one of our guests on for today is also from Cincinnati, Ohio. So I just wanted to make that connection. Okay, we will put you back on hold and let you keep listening. And thank you for tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show. Okay, well, that caller did not mean to put their hand up, but I just wanted to double check. You never know. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, we absolutely welcome you to the Coach Lalisa Show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We have two very, very special ladies on the show this morning. Both of these individuals are a part of an organization that seeks to change the lives of people from the inside out. Now, let me just tell you about one of them. This person is a part of a process where they go around and they do, they call it radical empowerment, radical manifestation, and creating the life you deserve. This is what they teach. They will teach you how to get the life you deserve. I tell you, that right there is awesome. Our first guest that I want to mention is Olivia V. Yearling. She is a presenter. She's a motivational speaker. She's a coach. She's a teacher, a professor, a trainer. She is the director of the Kennesaw State University Alumni Association Board of Directors, Outreach and Program Development. And for the past year, she has been teaching radical empowerment. For 15 years, she has worked in the fields of education and technology. She attended, in June of 2010, she attended the Institute for Radical Forgiveness and Therapy Coaching. She's also a volunteer for Women in Technology, Leadership and Career Action Advisor. She's a panel member, teacher, and speaker for Youth Women Empowerment Workshop at the North and South Cobb High School. This is in Atlanta, Georgia. Olivia lives in Georgia with her husband and her 14-month-old terrier, Jack Russell Terrier, Lucy. I tell you, she attended and is certified. She has a bachelor's degree and is certified spiritual life coach and is a graduate of the Inner Visions Institute for Spiritual Development that was founded by Yala Van Zandt. Many of you remember Yala Van Zandt for her acts of faith, and I think that she's written several other books. Some of them you've probably read as well. She's taught courses in computer science, information system, and just a whole host of other things. She's a project management database, web development, and information security. She has developed curriculum in educational technology. She has a lot of knowledge that is very powerful and wisdom, where she applies these skills that are learned for people who are looking to better their skills and better their knowledge in the information and technology industry. Empowerment training. Anybody need empowerment today? How about everybody needs empowerment today? Everyone needs to be empowered to do what they need to do, to get done what they need to get done. Well, my other guest, Ms. Jackie Smith, they are partners. They are both coaches. So I'm going to open up their phone lines right now so we can hear from them. So I know this one here is Jackie because I believe I recognize the phone number. Good morning. No, this actually is Olivia. Good morning, Olivia, and welcome to the Coach and Elisa Show.
Good morning. It's an honor to be here. How are you?
Oh, I am absolutely great, and we are honored to have you on the show with us. And also, I believe we have Jackie on this other line. Jackie Smith,
yes.
Is that you?
Yes. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Wow, you almost sound like Olivia. Okay, now I'm confused. I don't know who is who now. Okay.
I noticed already. That, and I think you mixed up our bios, did she not? Olivia, she read part of yours and part of mine.
Well, I was going to mention that Coach is the healing bomb from Yala Van Zandt Institution, where she goes there and teach once a month, and she can speak on that.
Aha. Okay. All righty. All righty then. I got it. Okay. Hold on. Let me see. Back this train right up. Okay. So, the top hat, that's Olivia's back. Okay. Olivia, yes, the 15 years working in education and technology. Yes, okay. And then, aha, yes, I did. Well, Olivia, I gave you all of that.
And I'll receive it.
Yes, I do apologize. Okay, everyone, listen up. Jackie Smith, and I, you know, it says right there, Jackie Smith. She has a BA, and she is a certified and spiritual life coach. She is a graduate of the Inner Visions Institute for Spiritual Development that was founded by Yala Van Zandt. Jackie empowers women in personal and life transitions in being a healing balm for their own lives. Jackie also uses various energy tools to support clients in releasing emotional blocks and stress in their lives. Jackie is a very open, compassionate, and inspiring teacher who uses spiritual laws and universal principles as a foundation for empowering clients in personal growth and development. She believes that as we align ourselves mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, our lives will transform. As a spiritual life coach, Jackie is committed to supporting, assisting, and facilitating you in creating a life that you desire. With non-judgment and unconditional love, she holds the vision that you can learn to embrace your vision and get in touch with what is important to you. Wow. Okay. Great. Wonderful. Okay, now I got the bio straight. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Wonderful. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning to those of you. Yes, and we have guests in the chat room, Patricia Martin. Good evening to Paul. She's saying good evening to Mr. Paul Kiriazzi, who is also, not only is he a listener, but he also presents on the Coach Lisa show as well from time to time. But for the month of February, he has a show right here every Monday morning for this month where he's teaching. There's a seminar on living the James Bond lifestyle. And he's calling all the way from Tokyo, Japan, where it is about 8 o'clock at night there. So, good morning and welcome, Paul, Patricia, and Hope, and the rest of you. Now, Olivia and Jackie, wow.
Yes, ma'am.
You ladies are doing it. Yeah, you ladies are doing it big. Oh, wow. Let me go back. You know, these wow, radical empowerment. And then, Jackie, you teaching people how to be their own healing bomb. No wonder we connected. You know, my book, Release Your Power, and wow, we talk about these universal spiritual life principles and laws. Boy, talking about the law of attraction.
Yes, you know, with the healing bomb, each person is their own healer. We have everything that we need within us. We think we have
to look somewhere. Okay, first of all, the two of you are going to have to say, this is Jackie.
Okay.
Or this is Olivia. Because now I can't hardly tell the difference. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so this is Jackie. And I was just talking about the healing balm piece. I was just saying that for me, I believe, well, actually, I know that we have everything within us to heal our lives, to strengthen our lives. It's not outside of us. And that's why I call it a healing balm. because most people are so excited when they find out. I really did have it all along.
Mm.
I'm it.
Mm. That's good. That is good, Jackie. I tell you, wow. Okay, let me just relax you for a minute. Now, you, Olivia. Okay, Olivia, can you give us your voice?
Yeah, with the radical forgiveness, which is what we work on a lot, in order to manifest the life you desire or deserve, you have to heal yourself from what we call the past. And in order to do that, you have to release yourself from the victim story, being able to separate the story, the facts from the interpretation. And we do that by witnessing the story and validating the story. And then we go through several tools and techniques to be able to release that. Like Coach Jackie said, we have everything we need, but somewhere along in the line, we feel that we're stuck. And so that's some of the things that we work with, filling the feelings.
Filling, did you say filling the feeling?
Feel, F-E-E-L-I-N-G, filling the feeling so that we can release that. It's like a mental forgiveness. So it starts with self.
And so are both of you from Cincinnati, Ohio? I know, Olivia, you are.
No, actually, this is Jackie. I'm from Georgia. I am Georgia born and bred. I live in Atlanta right now, but I'm from Crawfordsville, Georgia, which is about 100 miles outside of Atlanta.
So you all are radical coaches, spiritual coaches, empowerment coaches, helping people to transform their lives, helping people to learn how to heal themselves from the inside out. And so why do you think it is that people find it so hard to really grasp the concept that they really do have everything they need inside?
Most people want to blame somebody else. And they want to hold on to the old stories. And the stories is where the pain is. The stories is what keeps us stuck. The old beliefs, perception.
Wow.
And most of us don't realize that that's what's running our lives. That's what's running it.
So we're running our old stories.
We're running our old stories. And it doesn't matter how old we are. Most of us gather these stories from childhood.
Exactly.
It's embedded by the time you are 8 years old. It's there.
Now, how long does it take you all to work with someone? Let's just say someone comes to you and they're in their mid-30s or possibly mid to late 40s, and they have some kind of an addiction to something, let's just say a drug like heroin, crack cocaine, alcoholism, these kinds of debilitating disease-type drugs, but they're holding on to these old stories. How long does it take you, on average, to work with them to get them to begin to play the new story or act out the new story?
I don't know if I could put a time frame on it, but Coach Jackie, I was thinking along the lines that we always start with the belief system, and once we work with what your core negative belief is, then that opens the doors. And I think that when a person is ready to want something different and they can see perhaps, as we would say, the perfection in everything, I think that's when some things start to open up. But would you have a time frame on that, Coach Jackie?
Not necessarily a time frame, because it's a process, and it's not an overnight process. You know, people who, if you're in some type of, you have some addiction going on, you didn't get there overnight. So I wouldn't necessarily put a time frame on it. If you're in your, say, AA or NA program, I would advise a person to stay there, because that's going to support them in working with that part of the addiction. But what we do, like Olivia just said, is support you in unraveling the beliefs that keep the addiction in place. There's something there that's holding that in place.
Wow.
Wow.
And I think I know you. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I know that one of the key things that we talk about with radical forgiveness is you have to be willing. You don't have to believe it. You just have to be willing until something changes. So you have that shift from the old paradigm, which is that lack and that lack consciousness, not enoughness, scarcity, life is a competition. And once you can, what we call a bridging technology, once you can shift that paradigm to a love-based paradigm, like Coach Jackie said, sometimes you have to embrace that where you are because it's going to support you.
Well, you ladies are phenomenal, let me just say, because I met Olivia through Facebook. She had posted a flyer about an upcoming Women's Global Empowerment Retreat that's going to be taking place in Atlanta March 18th through the 20th. We're going to be staying there at the this is the Crown Plaza, I believe the Crown Plaza Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the flyer. And now, anytime I see the word empowerment, I'm on it. I'm, like, investigating. So once I investigated the flyer and I saw two key things there. One, Atlanta, I love any opportunity to get to Atlanta, Georgia. Because that was where my, yeah, that was where my heart was destined to go and live when my mother halted me and said, don't go to Atlanta, go to New Jersey. And in my spirit was a battle. However, I gave in to my mother's wishes, and I came to New Jersey. And then within a year, I met my husband, who's from Newark, New Jersey, and the rest is history. However, so there's always been that piece of me that longs for Atlanta, Georgia. And so any chance I can get, I'm trying to get there. So when I saw that, immediately I contacted you on the flyer, and then I found out you were from Cincinnati, Ohio.
I know, isn't that something? That's the law of attraction there.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's just amazing. But not only that, it wasn't just a flyer and it wasn't just a person that was a part of putting this together. It was you, Olivia, a person who is a radical empowerment coach talking about making a bridge to this love and accepting people, not being jealous, not being competitive, because I called not just to say, how you doing, but I called to offer a seminar at a conference that you already was planning.
I know. Isn't that something?
You said, well, come on aboard. You could have said, oh, no, we have our speakers. We don't have room. You know, I mean, I want to meet further, and I want the world to meet women that would do something like that in this day and age. So that was one of my motivations for also having you all on the show, Jackie, you as well. And then she invited me to a conference call a couple of times, and you all are there. I mean, every time you have it, I'm saying, but I've been able to come a couple of times, and you all are there, and just the, you know, professionalism and the, you know, just amazing to me, you know. And you all are not just talking the talk to say, we are women that are changed. We are women that are about empowerment. We are women that are really about helping others get to the next level, to the next dimension. You're not just talking. You are actually living it.
And that really is what the self-empowerment is all about, Lalisa. I am what I think, and, you know, I think that you can live a life of being ordinary, or you can live a life of being great. And I remember talking to Coach Jackie once, and I was saying for a workshop we were putting together, and I was putting some things on there, and I said, well, should we just put why forgive? And then she asked me, have they forgiven? And I thought that was really powerful, because one of the most important things for women is to be empowered, to be self-empowered. And we are confident and caring women, and women helping women is awesome.
Well, if anybody can do it, you can, because I am a living witness, because, you know, it's helping me to further what I'm doing as a coach and a life coach and motivational speaker, workshop and trainer. You all are helping me. You're inviting me to take part of this dynamic, oh, my God, retreat that's going to be happening at the Crown Plaza in Atlanta, Georgia. So tell us about, you know, that event, because I want as many people who, you know, hear this to be able to make their way there.
Well, what the Atlanta Empowerment, Women's Empowerment, is hosted by Global Empowerment Group, which is a company that Coach Jackie and I, she does her thing and I do my thing, and then we come together. And what we've come together on is a project called Health and Wellness Transformation Summit. And our theme is living a life of balance. And Coach Jackie is going to be doing an empowerment workshop with myself, as well as, you know, you'll be doing your workshop. We have, and Coach Jackie, you probably can speak on some of the things that Dr. Shea does. We're going to have Reverend Lydia Ruiz, who is also trained through Iyanla Van Zandt. And there's a safe womb tour that's also going to be there. Ms. Sharon Shearer, she wrote a book. She's an author. It's more of a living testimony called, she's going to be doing a workshop on looking for love, settling for sex. Are you able to speak on Dr. Shea at all, Coach Jackie?
Well, a little bit. Dr. Shea is a naturopath. And like Ashe, these different women support us in looking at not only how we think and feel, but our physical body and what it is that we do to, what's the word I'm looking for here, make ourselves sick over the years, how we carry these energies in our bodies. And there are different technologies to test where you are in your body and how we attract, through the law of resonance, the different diseases. And for instance, with Lache, she has products around helping to heal fibroids and endometriosis and those kind of ailments that we as women have.
Well,
so,
wait a minute. You said a mouthful right there, because I have both of them. So Dr. Shea helps women who have fibroids.
Ashe helps women that have fibroids. Yeah, she takes you through the whole gamut of how it's developed in your body. So it's not only physical. When it shows up in your body, such as fibroids, there are other areas of your life that have broken down mentally, emotionally, spiritually. When it gets to the physical body, you didn't pay attention to your mental and emotional body. So
wow.
The body gets your attention.
Okay. All
and
right.
It's the most
wow.
densest area.
And so she's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
March 18th to 21. I'm looking forward to meeting her, and I know that endometriosis, I know that they tried to say that I had that years ago when I was in the military at age 23.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they kept trying to say. I had that. However, the doctors never concluded that I did, but my mother always told me that I probably had that. Endometriosis, but the doctors never concluded that. However, I would still love to hear more about, but I know women that do have it, so I can't wait to hear what this doctor has to say. So that
all of
is
that,
women, so,
mm-hmm. I was just going to say this, Jack, all of that is carried in our second chakra, which is our energy center for creativity.
Okay.
In your womb area.
So then, so that could be blocking some creativity in a person?
Your block creativity translates into blocked ideas, which translates into issues in our womb area. That's your area, that's your sacred space. So you've got some thoughts, some beliefs, some perceptions. You've got what we call stuff going on there that translates into physical illness. So it's not just the fibroids that show up there. It's what's contributing to holding them in place. Yes, some of the stuff that we eat, the foods that we eat, that's one area of it, but it's also the beliefs and the perceptions, the old stories that's holding it in place also. And that's where the radical forgiveness and the radical empowerment comes in.
That's exactly right, because in what we call traditional forgiveness, which is the world of humanity and ego, it tends to be, you know, you have a low vibration, or you say you forgive someone and then you see that person and you still got that stuff going on. All that disease in the body does create the disease, you know. It creates all those ailments and stuff, as Coach Jackie called it, that that judge-based stuff, which always creates the resentment. And when we compare the traditional forgiveness, you know, the spiritual bypass, when you say you've forgiven it and it's okay, I'm going to turn it over to God. But really with the traditional forgiveness, there's still that ego-based type of mentality still going on. But when you compare it to radical forgiveness, which we talk about it as the world of divine truth and spirit, we have a much higher vibration. And what it really means is, there's nothing to forgive. At the end of the day, when all is said and done, when you at the point where you accept the human imperfections, and there's really nothing to forgive, and it's okay, you know, life is purposeful, not a random set of events. I mean, those are the kind of things that we talk about when we compare forgiveness, the traditional versus the radical.
But you have to understand what that means at the end of the day when we say there's nothing really to forgive, that you attracted every one of those experiences to you. That's the law of resonance, law of vibration.
Mm-hmm.
That's spiritual laws in the universe that are
mm-hmm.
operating all the time. So it's about you shifting your consciousness so that you attract differently. That whoever's in your life is there by purpose. They're there to mirror what's going on within you. So you really want to love them and bless them at the end of the day. And thank them
yep.
for showing up.
Because they showed up for you. And that, and that's what it's really about. They came here for you. I know it doesn't feel that way at that time, but they did.
So they came, so let's say you attract someone that is very negative. Let's just say you
mm-hmm.
find out that you have a lot of negative people around you. Could that be an example?
Then somewhere in you, you have some negativity in you. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there. You wouldn't even see it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So it's
and
about
so,
you cleaning your life up, and the people around you will change. They'll shift. They'll either get on or they'll get off.
Get on or get off.
And that kind of goes to that term that saying that you've heard before, you spot it, you got it, the projection game.
Mm.
If I'm pointing my finger at you, it's really all about me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've heard that one where you point the one finger and then you got the three others pointing back at you.
Yeah, because as long as you are projecting it or pointing outside of yourself, it gives you an excuse not to look at what's going on with you. And you blame the other person.
Yeah, I did that for the first 9 years of my marriage.
Good example.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, did you have a comment or a question?
Oh, me? Olivia?
No, I thought somebody said something.
Yeah, I was saying with the projection game, It is a victim and a perpetrator. And, for example, if you say something like, I am a cheater and a liar, never to be trusted, that's disowning her stuff. And then she points the finger at someone else and says that person, you disgust me or you're a liar, cheat. That's that self-righteousness, that anger and judgment. And it's really about embracing that so that you can really see what's going on for you. It's that mirror.
Okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so this is what you will do in the empowerment sessions as you're working with your clients.
Right, because that person becomes a what they call a healing angel. It happens for you and not to you. And so many times I know it's been my experience, people that I've worked with, it's so easy to say I don't need to be forgiven. I'm the victim, and so many other people are at fault, and they need to ask for my forgiveness. But it really becomes that they're a healing angel for you. And again, it happens for you and not to you. And that's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I need to. So, what happens when you now? Is this typical of like everyone that is being brought into your life, in just not maybe in a negative sense, but let's just say you ever have clients that talk to you about they've attracted someone in your life that, like, just as they get on your nerves in a sense, they irritate you in some kind of way, maybe with the things that they say or some other behavior. What's going on there?
What I think, Jackie, you can definitely, add to it. That person that we've attracted into our life is they resonate those buried part of ourselves, and they become fully integrated because as children we take on a lot of our parents' pain, and so we really move into, like, we create a story, and when we mention that victim story. We've used an example of a little girl, 5 years old. Her father leaves at that age, and she feels that it is her fault that all men, at some point she starts to create a story. The fact is he left, but the reality is, she starts to create a story that all men will leave. She builds up maybe a five-year pattern, and she starts building up a circle. It's like a centrifuge and like a... what you call a washing machine, and you have to be able to separate all that story from the fact, that interpretation, and it can build and build until we become adults and we carry that stuff with us, and it's so deep into the core that we're not really able to see the difference, and that's what manifests. Coach Jackie, does that make sense what I'm saying about the five-year-old and the story?
It does. Again, many of us are carrying stories, and we don't even realize we're carrying stories, and the people that we attract into our space, whether, quote, negative or positive, are there for our own healing. They're there to show us something. They wouldn't be in your space if they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a process. It's not one thing. It's about taking a look at what it is that that you're bringing to the table. But for the most part, you know, and I'm just going to sum this up as, and how can I say this? Get yourself a vision is what we call it. What is your vision for your life? And what you'll find is that you'll bump into whatever the other stuff that's going on in our lives that supports us in staying stuck. Because we don't have a vision for what we want our lives to look like.
Okay, so we need to get a vision.
What is it that you want in your life? Who are you? What do you desire?
And I think go ahead. No,
I was going to say that's the real question.
Mm-hmm.
For people, not only as women, people, period. Why are you here? What is your purpose? What's your vision? So that you can release these stories about what my mom did, what my dad did, what my sister, what the past employer, you know, all of this stuff that we make up these stories around.
I think a lot of also, Coach Jackie, goes to, and Lalisa, we talk about the what is self, and so many women have lost, they call it the lost, L-O-S-T, self. And means that we lost so many parts of ourselves that we've traded it away in exchange for, like, acceptance, love, power, money, or all of those things when we become adults. And getting to the I am self, the authentic self, that that takes work, and that's where we get to the very core. And I don't know if you can have a vision until you're clear about who you are and, you know, being in alignment with integrity, saying what you mean what you say, and standing in that power.
See, I believe that when I wrote – go ahead.
No, I was just asking Coach Jackie or either one of you, would you do you believe that?
Yes, that would be integrity. Integrity being – what you think, what you say, how you feel, and your action is all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say I can definitely see how we end up coming together, because when I wrote the book Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's what's underlying that whole message right there. First of all, it's all within you, what you need to do to fix yourself. You're calling it a healing balm to heal your life. You're talking about being your authentic self while becoming who you really are, not all the stuff that, you know, life has told you you were, or family members, or some, you know, things that have, negative things that have happened to you. To find out this, you know, wonderful person, this great person. And I just, oh my God, I'm just amazed that, you know, how, wow, the universe has pulled us together from such, you know, far regions, but yet not too far. Because you're down here in Miami. And you're from Cincinnati. I'm from Cincinnati, but I'm over here in New Jersey for the last 25 years. So,
yeah, there's no mistakes.
Utterly amazed. And so, yeah, I can see our work together. It's going to be great. Now, so we know we have the thing coming up in Atlanta, but how can someone get in touch? Like, let's just say someone can't wait until March 18th. They need radical empowerment and radical miracles now.
Right, radically change your life.
Now, they need it. yes, they're in trouble. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, my number, and I freely, you can reach me also on Facebook, which is Olivia Yerling, last name URLING. And you can always call me at 678-938-5292. And once you go out to Facebook or you give me a call, you'll see there's a link of some of the workshops that Coach Jackie and I have done on the website. And we can be reached at those numbers. There's an email address also out there. When you look at the website, it has the victim story, the victim consciousness, our workshops, and about us. And I didn't know if Coach Jackie wanted to give any information.
You can reach me at, my phone number is 404-668-3556. I am also on Facebook, not that I'm out there very often. And you can also reach me by email, jckSMI@AOL.com, jckSMI@AOL.com.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about internet radio right here on Blog Talk Radio, is that it is an archive, and so people can go back and they can listen if they didn't catch any piece of the contact info. You can go back and you can, you know, listen to it again and play the specific parts that you need. But I certainly wanted to get that information out to people before we ran out of time, because I just really know that so many people are definitely going to be contacting you, because you're opening up, making that paradigm shift, if you will, for individuals who are stubborn. And Mr. Versi Walker talked a few weeks ago also about this unforgiveness and how it can block people from success in their lives. And a lot of people have heard it. A lot of people have heard it. They have read scriptures or they read other works and they heard it, but I don't know if they're actually utilizing it to where it's really making a difference in their lives, to where they can really, you know, see change in terms of being happy, being whole, being healthy, being healthy. Now, can you all give out any, you know, problems that you know of? I know you talked about, you know, sickness even, being in our bodies and blocked ideas, blocked creativity. And especially we have on the line with us today, I mean, on the show as well, we have people that are business owners. We have individuals that are students. We have people listening that are parents. We have, you know, people that are still, you know, have their parents around, and people that are teachers and managers and what have you who tune into this show. And so can we talk more about, you know, what they are losing out on or missing out on by not dealing with this radical empowerment, forgiveness, and things like that?
I'm here. When I talk about the radical manifestation and the radical empowerment, I think one of the things is the fact that we think that we're stuck. That's an obstacle that we've created in our mind. That's that judgment that we attach to shifting that consciousness can clear all that dis-ease in the body. And I believe that the radical forgiveness is a major, being able to forgive is a major part of shifting that behavior, because like Coach Jackie said, that stuff is in there, and until you can get to your core and heal that past, you'll never really, I won't say never, but it'll be very difficult to get to a level of what we might call a level of intention to be able to transform that thinking into something that's much more powerful, much more spiritual based. When you get to a level of thinking where you start looking at the greater good, the things for the community and helping out more than just yourself, you know, get past that baseline. So in order to manifest, you have to start with that radical forgiveness, that portion of life.
So one of the processes that we use, the simple process of just looking at what your beliefs are.
Mm-hmm.
Such a simple process, but to get people to just tell the truth about how they see the world, how they see just women. We take a simple word like women and men and ask you, when you look at the word women or when you see women, what comes up for you? Or when you see the word man or think of the word man, what comes up for you? And just that simple process of getting a person to tell the truth at their deepest level, not the cute words, but what's really in them, can start that healing process and unraveling that story.
Yeah, that's, some people feel they don't even really know what they believe.
If you can get them to sit down and get them out of their head and just be in the moment, they know what it is. It's in there.
Now, you were trained by the great Yalavan Zant, Jackie.
Yes, I am.
Congratulations. And she, you know, she's going to be here in New Jersey on Friday.
I encourage everyone to get out.
Yes, she, and I remember her, you know, especially her books. The main one I remember, Acts of Faith. And then I know there was another one I read, I'll Cry Tomorrow or something like that.
One Day My Soul Just Opened Up, or Yesterday I Cried.
I read both of those. Mm-hmm. Very, 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 very powerful and moving books. And so tell us, what was that experience like? I mean, you know, working with her, having been trained by her, and how has that changed your life?
And I'm on staff there. I'm one of the teachers there at the school. There's Inner Vision Institute for Spiritual Development is in Silver Springs, and we train coaches.
That's right here in Maryland.
Silver Springs, Maryland, yes.
Means I can attend one of the classes. It's very close.
We have students from all over the world. I mean, people come in from just different parts of the country. But it's about the first 2 years is personal life training. You get to clean your own life up. No one steps into being the role of a coach, and we also train ministers until you take a look at your own life. So that's the joy part of it for me, and that's how I got there. I wanted to do something different, be different. I didn't know what I was stepping into. Had no idea I'd be stepping into the role of coach. I went there to clear my own life. And this was almost 10 years ago.
Wow.
So, yes, I fly there once or twice a month. Have been for a while. I was a student, and now I'm one of the facilitators there. Train other students. Train other women and men.
And I'm going to be with you in Atlanta, Georgia, March the 18th through the 20th. Oh, my God. And you're going to be there, Olivia. I tell you, if you're on the line, you're listening to the show, if you want to come, please contact us right away. We're going. I'm going. I'm flying down Atlanta, Georgia, Friday, March 18th. It's going to end on Sunday, right?
That's
March
correct.
20th. There's going to be a weekend, so from Friday evening to Saturday, all day Saturday, and then Sunday there's a clothing activity. And we're going to be doing portions of this, what you're talking about, cleaning out your life, looking at who you really are, dealing with, is that part of the workshops that you all will be doing, Olivia?
Yes, Saturday evening at 6:30 to 10:30, Coach Jackie and I will be doing the empowerment session, and that's part of the workshops that we do. What makes our niche so special, at least to me, I believe, is because we'll come to you. We have a workshop coming up also in April 17th in California, Los Angeles, and we go to you. So we work with groups as small as five. So if you out there have a need, you just contact Coach Jackie or myself or the Lisa Williams Show, and we set up a workshop, and we come to you. You and you set up a group of friends or any one woman that's in need of healing, and we travel. So that's our niche. You don't have to wait to come to a forum. We'll come to you.
Well, that is awesome. Well, I know Kiva, yeah. I know she's taking notes, and she's trying to figure out right now how she can get you ladies to. She's in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Minister Elaine, who is in North Carolina, who also does work with coaching and ministering and healing and forgiveness. So this thing is growing. This is, oh, wow. I mean, I was telling you, Olivia, last night about the lady in Cleveland.
Yes.
Remember the story about Cleveland?
Uh-huh, I do.
You're from Ohio anyway, so you know, lots of healing in Cleveland. And I know Kiva will get Kiva will laugh about this later, but I tried to put together a healing, and I was going to do something on healing, right?
Right.
Kind of put it out there on a flyer, you know, get healed, something like that, a healing workshop, something. And the people were like, you know, well, we're already healed. And we don't,
exactly.
You know, in other words, it wasn't a well-received, actually, we changed the topic. Because they want to pretend, or they know, I don't know, maybe they know that they are so healed and they have no problems in their life.
Exactly. And a lot of times
you all
don't need to forgive either. So that's a big thing.
They don't do what?
They don't feel that they need to forgive.
Okay.
And that's really one of the most challenging portions of it is there's always more, you know? It's always deeper. And like you were saying when you went out there for that and you had to change the title, a lot of times people think that as far as forgiving, there's always that victim story, and it really excuses and justifies why people are doing what they're doing to stay victimized.
Okay, now that's what you see. Now, because you know, just like with a medical doctor, you know, you go to the doctor, and the doctor is look at some symptoms. Okay, before they can, you know, before they begin to diagnose a problem, you see, you look at the symptoms, and you do a study and what have you. So, what are some of the symptoms? Quick symptoms, if you could give out a couple before we go off the air, that may let a person know that, you know what, you might need a healing workshop or a business workshop.
You want to handle that, Coach Jackie?
I would say if they are blaming other people for wherever they are in their lives, if there is one alt against anybody, there's some forgiveness piece that needs to take place. If you even got a glimpse of something, somebody that you don't like, can't stand, whatever word you want to use, because really our whole lives is about giving. Forgiveness is about giving love. That's the wholeness of it.
Wow.
We are here to give love and to serve other people.
Wow.
And when you break down that word forgiveness, it's forgiving, right? When you really break the word down, that's what it's for.
When you break it down, we are here to
forgiving
love. Forgiving love, to give.
Exactly.
Well, you made, you know what, I'm so glad. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for letting me ask that question, because that was it right there. I mean, now people, hey, they can't get out of it now, talking about they don't need help. You need help. You have brain.
I use the word support because we really, I am not here to help anybody. I'm here to support you in what
exactly.
you say you want for your life.
Exactly.
And what happens is you'll run into what's blocking that. And it's going to be different for different people. So there's no one thing or one formula. There are many, well, maybe different modalities out there that can support people. So we just have to take a look at it.
Well, I'm going to have you. It has been great. We only have less than 90 seconds left. It has been awesome. It has been amazing. It has been eye-opening. It has been awakening. You are going to support so many people. We're looking forward to March 18th through the 20th in Atlanta. I think we can call Global Empowerment. We're going to definitely have you all back on. I'm going to talk to Pat, see what days we have open. She schedules people for the show, see what days open. We're going to definitely hope to get you all back. So many more questions. Oh, my God, we just touched on something so big at the very end. But I can't thank you, Olivia, you and Lee, for being open and receptive. Thank you for giving love. Thank you, Coach Jackie, for your wisdom, your knowledge. Oh, for shit. Wow. I'm just going to have a blessed day all day. So looking forward. Thank you. Yes, thank you, Tina, Hope, and Kiva, and Paul, and everyone that's tuned in, those that will come and listen to the archives. Call me later. I know you're going to have comments. I know you're going to have thoughts about this show. I'll hear them. Their Facebook pages and make a post about what you heard today, about, you know, even if it's tomorrow, if the next day, if something that you apply from what was said today about forgiveness, about love, about giving, about truly being spiritual, truly overcoming the things that have hurt us, stop being the victim. Wow. Oh, this is huge and big. Well, I'm ready to run. Patricia has already said great show in the chat room, but please, I need you to go to their Facebook pages and make these comments. You don't understand how critical it is to helping people. It's wonderful that we say it here. I love you and appreciate you. But if you have to go to of the website, and you have to actually state what you're going to do different. And I love, Paul, how someone posted on his Facebook page some changes that they're getting from a seminar that he's doing. So I want to encourage people to actually say what it is you're changing. I know for me, there's some things that has really helped me to be able to do the day, and I almost can't wait to get to work now and practice some of what you're talking about. Oh, I can't wait now. This is, I think, will be the first day in a long time that I felt like this. Like, I can't wait. So you guys, hey, you are the bomb. You girls,
thank
you ladies are beautiful, beautiful. So thank you so much for coming on the Coach Lalisa. And
thank you, Lalisa, for inviting us.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'll be talking to you all. Have a wonderful, blessed day, Coach Jackie. And
thank you.
Coach Vivia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been an honor. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.